The question was asked in Parashat Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu makes a promise to Hashem, is he telling Hashem a condition to his being a God-fearing person? So I think if we read the Pasuk clearly, we'll see that there's great support for not reading the Pasuk that way. Let's read the Pasuk. Im Yelokim Imadi, if God will be with me. So we have the if. Okay. And then the rest of the psukim continue with and. None of them say then. All of them say and. If God will be with me. Im Yelokim Imadi. Ushmarani Baderech Hazeh Asher Anochi Olech. And he will watch me on the path that I'm going on. V'natan li lechem lecholu v'gedli l'bosh. And he will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. V'shavti b'shalom et beit avi. And I return in peace to my father's house. V'haya Hashem li lelokim. And Hashem will be my strength. V'ha'evan azot asher santi matzivah yeh beit elokim. And the stone will be a house of worship Hashem. V'chol asher titen li aser aser nulach. And all you give me, I will tithe to you. How do you know where the conclusion of the condition is and where you begin with the then I will? Well, if I don't know, then it's only the last one. All that you will give me, I will tithe you. All the others, I would say, are conditional. You want, you can say two. I will make this stone a house of worship Hashem, and I will tithe everything you give me. But you have no reason or source to know where to put the conclusion of the condition. It keeps saying, it begins by saying if, and then it continues with going and then. So how do you know where you write and then I will? Doesn't say it in the Pasuk. On the contrary, the Pasuk concludes, Vaya Hashem li lelokim. That's a conclusion of the Pasuk, so we might understand that to mean that that's a conclusion of the if. If Hashem will be my strength, if Hashem will, so to speak, stand by me, will be my force, will be my strength, stand on my behalf, then the next Pasuk is, Ve'even azot ha'shesanti matzeva, the stone that I've established, Yiyeh Beit Elokim. That's where I turn to the future tense, Yiyeh. Then this will be. If you want to look for a source in the Pasuk of where you end the condition and start the result, where it becomes the then what I will do is, so the first time you have such an indication is, then this stone which I have established will be. That's the first time you turn to the future. Until then, it's all past tense. Okay, so I'm saying that's why grammatically the verse certainly supports our sages' understanding that Yaakov Avinu was not placing a condition saying, if you do this, then you will be my God. Because all the other parts of the Pasuk are past tense. At any rate, I'm not saying that it's conclusive proof. I am saying that if you look closely, you look at the wording of the Pasuk, you see the Pasuk repeatedly says, end.
Because for sure, I know that they didn't impose conditionality. I'm just saying that, how can I see that he...